The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. I like to think that's your local, locally owned, locally operated, local radio station, talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It is February the 19th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I got onto the chat room a little bit late, and they are just going for it up here. They're talking at fog and everything else. 7:06 in the morning here. It's Thursday. I'm with Tricia Clark.
Good morning.
So what are you looking at here?
Can you see anything?
Yeah,
49 degrees is the temperature.
The average temperature.
And we've got fog, man. We've got fog. It's sunny with a high near 72 today. Once this fog burns off, low around 46. Sunny with a high near 68. Mostly clear on Friday evening for 46. Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at 62 and 64. So we're looking for a sunny weekend. Don't know how long the fog is going to hang around, but right now, take your time because it's foggy out there. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
And Gong Hei Fat Choi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The Chinese Lunar New Year celebrated by a quarter of the planet, so I thought I would acknowledge
that. So what's your Chinese sign?
This is my year. It is the year of the sheep or ram.
The year
of the sheep. Goat, which is what NPR said this morning.
The year of the sheep. Is this why you're walking around the office going, meh, meh?
Yes, it's a 12-year cycle, if you know anything about the Chinese zodiac, and there are different parallels and things like that. But over, of course, a couple of billion people will be celebrating today.
Not only do I don't know. I'm not sure about the 12-year zodiac cycle of the Chinese calendar. I'm not sure I really care. But obviously 2 billion people do care about it.
And I'm not really into that either. I think I was listening to you yesterday. You guys were discussing the year and what they meant and everything.
Linda's the year of the rabbit.
I think mine's the monkey.
The monkey.
I see.
There's things, you know what, but then when you read about it, you go, that's getting a little bit close.
Yeah.
It's like you're...
I read that one.
Yeah, I prefer Leo, frankly, the lion. That's where I am. So.
Well, I'm a Leo, my son is a Leo.
Uh-huh.
My son is a Leo.
We prefer those.
I'm a Taurus.
I prefer that, versus rat or
monkey
or whatever it is.
I like the Taurus. I don't know, I like something about
that. Mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Yeah.
In fact, you've got some things you want to talk about today. We'll get to in a couple of minutes here. But, last week, Mark LaSalle was on the show.
Okay.
Mark told us that from the EDC, Economic Development Corporation, he told us they're going to be lowering the rates here on the airlines. And sure enough, he was talking about it, and we got all excited. And sure enough, on the front page of the paper, a week later, here it is. a week later. Did you get that part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A week later. Okay. They are dropping, SkyWest is dropping its prices so that it's going to try and become more competitive with Sacramento. So just as an example, you're going to pay about $36 more in most cases to fly, and this is one way, from Redding to wherever you want to go. Like an example, D.C. From Sacramento is $306. From Redding, one way, $342. So you're doing a round trip of about $72. It used to be something like $150 to $200. But see, what this means is, okay, let's go to like Las Vegas. From Sacramento, it's $61. It's $97 from Redding. each way.
That's competitive because when you take into consideration
the five hour chunk, the five hour thing,
you've got to park a car someplace.
Which is more expensive down
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Cost of
but
gas.
If you're, flying out of here, the chances are you can probably get somebody to take you to the airport and you don't have to leave your car.
Yeah.
And, oh, absolutely. That's
so
competitive.
This is competitive, and this is people. I'm going to cut this out and put it up on the wall, and we're going to talk about it. We'll get Rod Dinger in here, too, because this is big. See, and the reason it is, and they go everywhere, you know, from here you can go anywhere you want to. And the difference is usually the biggest difference is Seattle-Tacoma. For some reason, it's $95 more flying out of here than it is from Sacramento. And the other big one, and that was $72 difference, which would have been, you know, $142. It was Chicago O'Hare. Hmm.
But that still is not – that's not huge. When you talk about – used to be, and I remember the last time I checked flights, it was the difference between me flying out of here and out of Sacramento was like $300 on a round trip ticket back east.
Yeah. And so
that's huge.
And
you're going to think about
so
what you're
going
to do.
So now I'm going to fly out of Reading. Now, here's the other thing, too. Is this is what we Mark talked about last week and we discussed last week, and Rod is reinforcing it in this article here. We want people to utilize the local service. Because they need to have something like an 80% capacity.
There you go.
You know, and so if we don't use it, they are shutting down airports all over the United States right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Chico lost theirs. There's a lot of people because they don't have airplanes. They don't have crews. And then they, you know, and all the things that go along with this. So, my friends, take a look at it. If you're going to be flying, take a look at leaving from Reading here, and let's try and keep those planes full. Like, you know, we went to pick up the kids. I was just going to drop down to Sacramento. Now, I'm going to fly out of Reading so we don't have to worry about it. We can just fly from Reading to Vegas, pick up the kids, and fly back. And we don't have to worry about that drive. We don't have to worry about getting up early in the morning. We don't, you know, all that stuff.
It's huge. The only thing you have to worry about is getting in and out of San Francisco. And, of course, that's a whole other conversation. But as long as you do mornings, you're good. Don't try to come into San Francisco late at night.
But here, the late afternoon. The Jets are probably got more capabilities too.
They have better capabilities.
They have better abilities to get over the stuff. And you know, I'm just thinking that. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would because every other Jet is better than a prop job.
Yeah, and I think this is a big step forward and something we've wanted for a long time. I have high hopes it'll make the difference.
Angel says that she is a monkey too. Well, that's two strong ladies I know right now that are monkeys.
Well, I'm going to have to go in and read about what that means, Chinese, but I'm sure it's really good.
And the Chinese, they're all good. I mean, even do they have snakes in there?
They do have the year of the serpent.
Okay. You know, the best thing though about leaving from Reading, you don't have to go to Sacramento, is you can sleep in.
Oh, it's all got all kinds of great things, and I think that you're absolutely right. That's a huge thing.
And you can sleep in on what?
On my sleep number bed.
That's right. And then you don't have to get up and leave your sleep number bed, even though that we get great sleep.
We get great sleep if we just go to bed early enough. We can get 8 hours of good uninterrupted sleep and still get up at 5:30 in the morning.
My sleep number bed gives Linda and I great sleep. In fact, when I left, Linda was there.
Sleeping.
Well, she wasn't sleeping, but she was sleeping. And because she was up talking to me, and then hopefully she went back to sleep. See, that's kind of a love gift on Thursdays. She can just turn, you know, go back and go to sleep.
And on the first Thursday, you neither one had to get
up. And the first Thursday, you know what? And that's true. And that's right. And right now, in our sleep, now they're having the biggest sale on Sleep Number beds than they have. Right now, down to Sleep Number store, you can get queen mattresses starting for under $600. Now, this is with the dual air technology,
which means
you and your partner can sleep on the firmness that you want. And now, with the new Sleep IQ technology that's available with Sleep Number, all you have to do is sleep, and it helps you find ways of sleeping better. I know it sounds funny, but it's true. It empowers you to make adjustments. It tells you, hey, you might want to do this or this or this. Right now, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed at Sleep Number. There's no reason not to do it, my friends. You get a bed that's made in America, guaranteed, and it's rated number one by Consumer Reports. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian and Janice. Lay on the bed and see the difference it makes. It really
does.
Huge. Plus, you can get pillows and you get these other things they sell.
Wonderful.
There.
They have great accessories and they always have great sales
on
marvelous bedding and accessories and pillows and all those things.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back. Angel's telling us right now what the, I think, which is the year of the monkey, okay? It's 1929, 1932, 1944, 1956, 68, 80, 92, 2004, 16, and 28. 2028. Well, nobody's born yet then, but when you are, you will be a monkey. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We don't get through the games.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Butt and Chris Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Butt tonight at 6 p.m. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sear Gibbs. Trish is here going, look, she's got all got
I've
rings.
I've got three
and
rings I've on today this morning that I bought from Four Winds Jewelry a period of time.
If you want great jewelry, you want great prices, this is the place to go to, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard always has great sales going on. He's been in the business for over 40 years, 21 years at this location. Great guy. Great deals, estate jewelry, and he's got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there. So if you need to have a watch fixed, repaired, batteries, anything, Four Winds Jewelry. He's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Okay, two quick announcements, and then I'm going to turn Trish loose. Spaghetti dinner fundraiser this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Building for the Honor Flight of Northern California. Tickets are $15, and you can buy them at the Classic Cafe or contact Tom or Debbie Johnson. Give them a call at 357-3380. And today at Parsons Junior High, veterans, get there.
Excellent service.
At, to the Parsons Junior High for their special veterans tribute that they have every year. It's going to start at 8:45 at Parsons, and each veteran will be brought forward to be honored. That's there. And afterwards, veterans are invited to a light brunch in their honor. This is wonderful. Parsons Junior High. Thank you so much to the students and the faculty at Parsons Junior High. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a question.
I'm just going to sit down here and start drinking
coffee. I just have a question.
Okay.
Recently, I've been dealing with some issues and the completion of which required action by the Board of Supervisors.
Uh-huh.
And so in my discussions with the people I was dealing with, they said, well, that can't happen now. We're going to get on the board agenda as quickly as we can. So it didn't happen in the timely manner that I thought it should. So I actually went online and I was looking at why it hadn't gotten on the agenda, and I was going to check the board's agenda. Well, turns out the reason it hadn't gotten on the agenda is because the board had met on the first Tuesday of February, and then they're not meeting again until the last Tuesday in February. Now, I know it's been 8 years since I was on the board, but we used to meet every Tuesday.
I thought that's what they did.
I thought they did, too. I thought they met every Tuesday.
I mean, they get paid, they get paid what, $60,000 a year?
$50,000.
$50,000.
Okay.
But it is a paid position.
It is a paid position.
And it's not a full-time position because they'll
– for $50,000 in Shasta County
– you would expect at least the board meetings would happen.
You would think. So anyway, as I looked at that, I thought, well, isn't that interesting? So then I pulled up the calendar for the whole year. And they did first thing after the first of the year, the board is seated, blah, 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 and you adopt a calendar. Now, I remember we used to cancel a couple meetings in July so staff could, department heads and people could take vacations with their families and what have you. And then we'd cancel a meeting around Christmas perhaps and perhaps around Thanksgiving. 18 meetings out of 52 weeks. The board's calendar for the year 2015 has 18 canceled meetings.
So there's 52 weeks.
Yeah.
And so, indeed, they're only going to meet 38 times.
Okay, so now you say, well, what difference does that make? Well, here's what difference it makes, is that there are many county employees, departments, things that the Board of Supervisors must approve.
Right.
So if you're waiting for something in the planning department that has to have board approval, if you're waiting for something in payroll or war, any kind of bills that need to be paid over a certain amount or any of those things, that requires board action. Now, if they want to come back to me and say, oh, well, yeah, but, you know, we've made adjustments since you were on the board and the county executive officer mm-hmm. has the authority now to do a lot of those things that the board used to have to do. Then I'm going to say, been there, done that before, because we had a county executive officer in this county who had all that authority, and we had to cut him loose and go back to a county administrative officer because he had way too much control. And we don't elect that county executive officer. We elect the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, who get paid $50,000 a year to conduct the people's business. They've essentially done is cut out 3 months of meetings.
Pretty much.
Yeah, 3 months.
And this, you know, so special districts who are trying to make an appointment, special districts who need to make a purchase and need a warrant to come through over a certain amount and finalize the purchase of a fire truck or a water truck or whatever, they have to wait until the board decides to have a meeting so they can put their warrant through for the board to sign. I'm just saying, you know, ask them why they're canceling them. I would be interested to know why they choose not to even show up on a Tuesday. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're making $50,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, but then you'd have to, you know, Trish, you're right. And so essentially they've taken 3 months out of the year they don't meet. I mean, they split it out, and they're going to say, well, look, you only pay us for four. Joy pays for four Tuesdays. But, you know, that I don't think any of them really runs for
all
money.
All the fifth Tuesdays are canceled.
Yeah, but
automatically. They just don't do those anymore at all.
I don't think that they do it for the money because, well, maybe a couple of them do. I think they do it for a sense of power or they have nothing else to do.
But I'm going to tell you that there was a time in this county not too long ago that was a full-time position.
Well,
we made $52,000 a year, and everybody that I served with at that time pretty much – all of us worked,
it was a full-time
and
position.
We worked full time.
Right.
We showed up every Tuesday. We showed up and answered our mail. We picked up our mail on a daily basis. We were out in our district. We were showing up at things.
I'm sure that they don't tell
sure
you
that
the
they,
same thing. Yeah.
Oh no,
that they're out there all the time.
No, they're not.
I saw Les Baugh on Facebook and all these things when he was running for office.
Office. In fact,
okay.
I had three people last week say to me, "We haven't seen him since."
I haven't seen Les. I haven't seen Les's face. Maybe he defriended me. That could be.
No, he's not as agile. More tied up with his personal things at this point.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm not picking on Les specifically.
They're all the same.
And I'm just saying that it appears to me if you're making $52,000, $50,000 a year in the Shasta County economy, you can show up on Tuesdays for a meeting to do the people's business.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's hard enough when a department head wants to put – the department heads used to tell me that it was very difficult for them to schedule things in a timely manner when the board doesn't meet for 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time.
You know what? We've already got the people fired up about this one. This is the last comment. I have to spray my roses too, but found systemic works better for the entire season.
They're not bothered about the board not meeting, huh? Okay, well, nobody cares, and you know what?
See, here's what I was getting ready to tell you. The only way you're going to make a change in the Board of Supervisors is if you find them with child porn on their computers or they've been arrested for sex trafficking. That is maybe not even the last one. That's the only way there's going to be a change because I tell you what, there is plenty of reasons for change, but you know what? Nobody even runs against Dave.
Well, and when you get a good candidate.
Yeah, I mean, nobody runs against Dave, and Missy's going to quit, and she's going to run for Dave's spot, but I think
if Dave decides to give it up.
If Dave and the Catholic.
And then nobody will run against Missy.
And one person told me, she said, well, the Catholic Mafia, if the Catholic Mafia let them. And I'm sitting, the Catholic Mafia, I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
This is a direct quote from someone.
Well, and we had a good candidate against the District 5 supervisor last time. Everybody agreed Butch Schaefer would have made a great county supervisor. Nobody voted.
There you go.
Nobody voted. We had all the right people behind him. 15% of District 5 showed up to even vote.
Or
15% of the registered
people
voters.
People thought Les was doing a good enough job. There you go.
They sure don't say that.
Well, but you know what?
They don't know.
Here's the proof. Here's the proof. Les is still in the job.
Les is doing a good enough job. I guess.
Just like Dave's doing a good enough job, just like Leonard, just like Pam, and just like Bill. They're all doing a good enough job to keep it.
Now,
I don't think that's the answer. I think the answer is
people don't know.
What if they canceled every other meeting? Do you think anybody would say anything?
No.
They wouldn't. See,
not until they're trying to get something done and it hits them square in the face that they can't do it because the board's not meeting.
Yeah.
Then they're going to get angry about it.
Yep.
If they've got a piece of paper sitting over at the planning department that takes 8 months to get done or 3 years to get done because nothing's happening in a timely manner, then they're going to get upset. But if it isn't hitting them square in the face or square in the pocketbook, they ain't going to get
excited
about it.
Here's a big question. If you're going to ask them about this, maybe if they met all the time, they could figure out what to do about the crime problem.
Well, there you
go. It's been for 3 years.
You think? Besides to have another plan?
I have Tom Basenko sitting there.
Who's saying the same thing he said 3 years ago.
3 years ago. I said, so Tom, has the Board of Supervisors actually ever come up to you and said, oh, here's a plan? I mean, the Board of Supervisors, I think they're bright people, and they've got a good background. You've got a chief of police who is a Notre Dame graduate. You've got business people. You have people that are involved in the community God. And you've got all this. I would think that they come up with some kind of plan to be able to lock these people up. But they haven't in 3 years.
And they just keep blaming it on the state. Same argument.
We don't have enough money. Well, but there is money in there. It's just on how you spend it. But the other thing, too, is, I mean, it's
–
but at least a plan, something for them to come up and say, look, this is affecting everybody. So, anyway, we got to take a break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages. We've been whining here, doing our thing. But you know what?
Here it is.
Here it is, though, is that people obviously don't care enough to make any change. And that's what the bottom line is. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, it is 7:33 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to Michelle real quick. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're fine. You've got something going on.
We do. I'm actually coming to you to talk about KIXC's third annual Uncorked Wine Auction that we're hosting this Friday evening, and Saturday evening it's televised.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd share a little information to get all of those viewers and listeners out there who are interested in wine to tune in.
Okay. You have, like what?
Well, we start at 7 o'clock in the evening, both okay. nights. We're going to go until 11. All the proceeds from the bids go to support your local public television station.
Okay.
We literally have over 400 different wine packages to choose from, whether it's a bottle of wine or a grouping of three or six or a tasting for 12. You name it, we have just about anything for anyone who is in love with wine. Or maybe you're new and you haven't experienced it. This is a great opportunity to tune in also, because we're going to have not only auctioneers. Rocky Slaughter from Sugar Pine Media is going to be helping us. Lisa Pendergast from Reading Distributing, but we have Allison Boost from Westside Wine. She's going to be one of our experts. And Trevor Bartlett from Indian Peak Vineyard is also going to be one of our experts.
Well, it sounds like a good time. And all you have to do is tune in at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And
absolutely.
KIXE, yeah. And buy wine.
Friday, Saturday.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, it's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And let's hope that we get this as a way to help support our great public broadcasting system.
Because there's a lot of programming that we all appreciate on KIXE Channel 9.
There is.
I mean, the Masterpiece Theaters and
Lawrence
and
Welk.
Lawrence Welk. My father grew up with Lawrence Welk.
It's got a lot of great things
it
on
does.
There. The Antiques Roadshow,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
good stuff.
And you can't get that anywhere except on KIXE. And, you know, there's 50 years of KIXE. And
that's absolutely correct. So if you're watching Downton Abbey or, like you said, Lawrence Welk or Thistle House or Antiques Roadshow, all of that's made possible because we have a membership base that supports us, and we host special events, and this is one of those with the Uncorked Wine Auction. So the proceeds all go into Channel 9 to help provide educational programs to the viewers in the North State.
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me this morning.
We
appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we'll kick it out again tomorrow, too. Okay. Let's go to Roberta. Roberta, thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Roberta.
Well, good morning. Hey, Trish, I'm with you. Honestly, you know, with the degradation of our society and no civic classes in schools anymore, we're in the hands of the hippie generation in these administrations. What we really need to do is get out and find people who will run. So
absolutely.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk my neighborhood and find a candidate.
Well, you know, it's a marvelous idea.
That's a smart thing to do.
You know, the other thing that I would encourage people, like, we have the Reading Republican Women, and that's a great organization, but that's what they need to be focusing on, is we're a conservative area up here. Get some younger people and start bringing them along and tutoring them and getting them ready to run for office and make a difference in this community. Somebody who wants to give enough time to actually get involved and make a difference and represent the people. That's what my complaint is about this. They're not even they're not doing the people's business. And that's what we elect them to do.
You know what? Brent Weaver stepped up, and we may not agree with everything Brent said, but at least he made a run at it. He was a new face.
Absolutely.
As was, you know what, Kristen Schrader was a new face and made a run at it. We need new faces out there. You don't need people, we need our this younger generation who are dynamic and want to make changes and see things that have to be done and will question the staff's authority. And we need to find people like that.
Well, and we need to listen closely as they step forward and ask them the right questions to make sure that they're going to do what we want them to do when they get into office.
You know,
and Brent, this is a little friendly thing to you. We still need to have a conversation about giving the citizens of Reading a timeout.
Yeah, that was, you know what?
I'm a little nonplussed about that.
I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
Anyway, Roberta, that's exactly what to do. Thank you so much for your phone call. You know what? The timeout. You know, I was just thinking about that today. I don't know why I was thinking about that. But I thought, did he really say that? And he did.
He repeated it again, too.
I know. And I thought to myself, Brent, and he's a father. He's got four kids.
You don't punish everybody because one of your kids misbehaved.
I asked him that. I said, if one of your kids misbehaved, you give them all a timeout? Well, he didn't have an answer for that because he would say no. Well, then how can you do that to the city of Reading? Why don't you just punish the ones that are being bad?
I just recently went through a Brown Act update and parliamentary procedure update on running meetings that I just recently was a part of and read the pamphlet on. One of the things they stressed in there is the importance of allowing the public to address the issues before the board took action on it or before the council took action on it.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, on any item that's regularly on the agenda, you should have your staff report, and then you should have technical questions, and then any public input, any input from the public before it goes to the council or what have you.
Yeah.
And then don't make the audience. I just laughed because obviously she was not local. She didn't realize the situation we had just gone through here, I guess. And she was pointing out that, you know, the last thing you want to do is make the people think you're not interested in what they have to say. So you want them up at the front of the meeting, and it's just unheard of to should be putting them towards the back of the meeting when all the business is done. Because
who wrote that?
Well, it was a class I attended on an update for elected and appointed, you know, people who dealt with the Brown Act.
Did everybody start rolling on the ground?
Well, there were a lot of eye changing. It was in the South County, and so it is, you know, apart from that. But she was stressing how important it is that before all the action's been taken and people can actually weigh in before the actions have already been taken, you need to hear from the people. Yeah. So I thought that was really funny that this was
they made some really
– I think that was a bad decision. I think they need to take control of the meeting. I don't bring it up again, but that was
– Well, funny you said that because I was just thinking about that. I wasn't going to bring it back up.
Well,
again. I just – it seemed kind of – you know, it just – anyway. Yeah. Hey, Cascade Theater, which is a major part of our je ne sais quoi, the ambiance of downtown.
Absolutely.
Has new managers. And you know what? When I look at it, I think this is probably a good idea. They brought in Jana Laird, and Jana is the one that does, she's directed so many offerings down there at the theater. She's a businesswoman. They had Vintners. And so she's the one that puts on the Cascade Christmas and, oh gosh, I don't know, Peter Pan and all these others. She's got a degree in recording arts and theater. So they hired her, people from the Ashland, Oregon JPR Foundation.
So
hired
Jefferson,
her
yeah, okay.
to be the manager and executive producer. And then the there's a Haley Sadler who was working in the ticket office and all that. They hired her to be like her assistant. She's named a new position of assistant theater manager.
Okay.
So
The Cascade Theater is such a jewel in this community.
That's
great. New blood, local blood. Yeah.
They're local people that know, they know theater and all this. And
they know the population.
They know the population. They know all the actors. They know everybody. And they know all the businesses too. Jenna's been on the show here numerous times. And it's nice to have, if you're going to replace somebody, at least you didn't bring somebody in that nobody knows. And here's the other thing, where they had Jeff Darling doing all of this work as one person, they split it up to two people. Now, there could be a couple of reasons for that. Jenna, of course, is a mother and just I think she's getting ready to have a baby if she hasn't already had it. But they put an assistant manager in there. So
that's good. We can't say enough good things about Cascade Theater because they do give such a – we have a great opportunity if you're not taking advantage of the marvelous venue that they have there and the many offerings it's very inexpensive to join the Cascade Theater. And then you get pre-admission. I mean, you get a notification as soon as they book somebody that you can buy tickets to it. So to look into.
I've got like 4 minutes here.
Okay.
So I'm going to say something and I'm just going to sit back.
Oh, dear.
We've got something that's a success story in California.
Okay.
We had 59,000 illegals get driver's licenses in the first month. Man, is that a successful program or what? So what do you think, Trish?
Oh, my God. See, now he just knows how to push my buttons. Illegal aliens and driver's licenses. And now they're going to be able to get a Social Security card, too, if the next new piece of legislation goes in. How insane is that? To give an illegal alien a driver's license. My question always goes to the fact that you've got illegal. I'm not sure what they don't understand about the word illegal to begin with. And then you're going to give them a driver's license. If you can locate them to sign them up for a driver's license, why can't you locate them to put them on a bus and send them home?
Because they come in for the driver's licenses.
But if you give them a driver's license, that gives them identification to do anything, including vote. Because you don't have to have – well –
they can't vote, and they don't make you show ID to vote. I mean, it's –
well,
it's,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't make people show ID to when they vote.
Why?
Because, you know, it's –
you show
not
ID
fair.
To buy a brick bracket in long, for heaven's sakes. Why can't you show ID to vote?
You know what? I was so right. When I said this.
That is such a crazy deal. To give them a driver's license? And how
but
does that
marked.
Make us safer?
It's marked so you can see that they're illegal. It's not to be used as a government ID.
That's what my Social Security card used to say.
Yeah, well.
Not to be used, but they don't say that anymore, but that's what it used to say.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? What can I say except
– and what a success. Boy, they did that. It's like voter. Now they've got a driver's license. Maybe when they get their driver's license, they just sign up to vote at the same time, you know? Voter, voter.
Well, you know, here's, you know,
why not?
Here's a lot of people who did vote illegally.
And you didn't have to show a birth certificate or anything else.
Here's a lot of
to people to sign up to vote through Motor Voter.
Here's a lot of people who did vote illegally, and then when they were prosecuted, they said, wait a minute, when I got my driver's license, they said, hey, do you want to register to vote? And,
yeah,
we said, and we said, okay. And they registered me to vote, so I thought I could vote. I didn't know I couldn't vote. They gave me a driver's license.
Oh, gosh. Well, you see, there you go. And I just got through saying, I think you said, and oh, no, that won't let them vote. But
I didn't say it. I just said it's not supposed to.
It's not supposed to, but of course it does.
Oh, who cares?
Well, and you know what?
Nobody cares. You know what?
That's exactly right.
Nobody cares. You know what? It gets – nobody cares.
That's exactly right, because after the election the last time, I forget how many thousands of articles that came out about all of these groups of people that they said, oh, yeah, yeah, that was a wholly illegal block. One precinct in some, I've forgotten what state, because nobody cares, they had more votes than they had registered voters.
Yep.
For one person.
Yep.
Not to say that nobody voted for anybody else in the race, and they said, oh yeah, yeah, but how could you, I mean, how, they, so they know they're illegal, but nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well,
I care. You care.
I care. We
but
care.
You know what?
We need to get more people to care.
Yeah, we do.
You know, and then, you know, especially when people turn things over and say, well, I'm not going to vote because of this.
There you
and
go.
Yet I'm going to let Obama stay in office. That,
yeah,
to me, was
right.
Totally wrong.
That was wrong.
Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. I think I've got a couple other things here that's going to push your buttons, too. So just stand by.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the state of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:49 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and Veterans Discounts, 365-3793. Locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business, by the way. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Martin and his people offer warranties, guarantees, emergency service that's good for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We use Alliance Heating and Air. We're very happy with how they have taken care of all of our needs there for HVAC. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, another veteran-owned business. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark because Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And we seem to have, we've peaked a few people out there about, you know, or we've picked them a little bit. And we picked a scab talking about how, you know, elected officials, how we've elected people that have allowed 59,000 illegals to get driver's licenses.
Maybe we can get them up here and they can vote for our local elections.
There you go.
Get them, at least we're getting them registered. I guess that works.
So obviously, we've if we've got people going here, here's Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Morning,
hey,
Terry.
Hey, how you two doing? How you doing, Trish?
Doing well, thank you.
You're welcome for doing such a I just thank you for everything you guys are doing, you know?
Oh, thanks.
But
nice.
What I want to say is that Trish coined a phrase on the radio program last Thursday when she said, why do we let them? That's the thing, we let them. And we talk about the people's apathy. I would submit to you that when you have 240 people that go to a supervisor meeting wanting to discuss the state of Jefferson, 45 speak for it, 2 speak against it, the supervisors did what they want. Over 20 people went to City Hall. They went to or spoke at City Hall about the idea of having public comment pushed to the end. They wanted it at the beginning. Only 1 spoke against it. They did what they wanted. Most people that went to City Hall, to the City Council, that talked about wanting to have the commission, the REU Oversight Commission, still there. Well, those people all wanted that to happen, and the City Council did what they wanted to do. I don't think people are apathetic. They just, the City Council is not doing anything that the will of the people. And we were slammed on the will of the people, but really and truly, this is everybody from the union people to the newspaper to the conservatives to the liberals, you name it. And they're just not doing it. So how, if people can't, if their voice isn't being heard at all, what do we do?
We unelect them.
Pardon me?
We unelect them.
Or you recall them.
We recall them.
And how do we do that? Who spearheads that?
Yeah, that's exactly.
You see, then you go back to the part about you have 15% of the people vote. In this case, in Shasta County, I think it was like
in District 5 election, 15% of the population.
But you get 18 to 20% of the people that vote. Then
that's only 8% of the registered voters.
That's who controls your the people who get elected. So. Again, when I talk about apathy, and it may not be an apathy in the sense of people showing up and are really fired up about something. It's the overall that people want to make change or that you get out and get your friends out to vote. Why don't we have like an 85% vote turnout?
Well, let me give you a good example of that very quickly. That is that when we went in to talk about the state of Jefferson, we had 2 people speak against it and 40-something speak for it. We had 250 people in that room, and 1 guy stood up. And he said, I'm here representing 1,000 people, that we don't want this thing. Okay, well, could you have brought at least 2 of them with you?
Yeah.
How do you represent 1,000 people? The people that show up at these things are the people that care. They miss work. I miss work if I go to Board of Supervisors. People miss work. They do it in the morning. And they show up there, Carl. It isn't a matter of apathy. It's gone a step further than that. It's a matter of people just saying it doesn't matter what we do. They will do what they want. We need to get rid of these people. It's that simple. And to cut them a pass, and for Brent to say what he said, oh, my gosh.
About the timeout?
The timeout. Yeah.
Well, that and also I have a plan. I'm running on a plan. I'm running on this plan. There was no plan. If you elect people and you continually elect people that say they're going to do something and they get in office and don't do it, how are people supposed to wrap their head around that? Trish, you are right. We're going to call it Clark 411. We let them.
We let them. Okay. All right. Thanks, Tara. You know, it's true. I mean, Dave Kehoe, who it was, you know, voted against the you know, said, hey, not only am I against the state of Jefferson, I don't even want to listen to your presentation. And the only way you can change my mind is if we, you know, if we voted in there. Les Baugh, who was on the show, said, hey, I made a mistake. We should have listened to him. But he's not going to bring it back to fix that.
Oh, he's absolutely not. In fact, didn't they both say it takes a majority to bring it back?
And so that means is that
– And I'm not sure that's legal.
I'm not sure. I don't know either. But well, that'd be interesting. But here's the thing is nobody ran against Dave. Les won handily. When Leonard runs again, which is, I think, in a year or so, it'd be interesting to see if anybody runs against him. Pam Giacomini. I think Pam's locked on because she's got all the ranchers and farmers up there. Yeah. If there's any left in a year.
Well, after the water issues and the drought and everything the government's doing
to push them down and push them away.
Yeah, the grazing issues and the water issues and all of that, yeah.
In fact, Pam's going to – she was gone for a while. She was on a vacation or something. And
she doesn't get any meetings to come to, so it doesn't matter.
Well, but we're going to get her on and talk about the water issues because she's spearheading something that – to help fight and keep – the farmers and ranchers able to use their own water.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to lose it. It's just, you know.
There's some interesting things taking place
with
new CEQA laws.
Remarkable.
We need to get somebody that's really steeped in CEQA on the show because there's some really interesting new rules that are going to be taking place. Things that have to do, like, about traffic. And when you do a traffic impact study now, you count in a certain way, and they're changing that so they'll actually be counting vehicle miles as opposed to vehicle traffic in an area. And what it does is it boils down, here we go, the conspiracy theory, it's Clark again, but it boils down to fit right into the whole theory of Agenda 21. Oh. And that is that we don't want development in these areas out around. So what it basically says is that if you're going to do a winery out in the middle of, you know, a way where the traffic miles to get your population there, they're going to have to travel a good distance, which you do in a rural area. You're going to automatically have to do an EIR to look at the impact on that and all of the traveled miles and all that.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be a huge –
Which ties in
with Agenda 21 that they want to get everybody where you can watch them.
I didn't say Agenda 21.
I did.
But it ties into the new – concept here, since we're getting less gas tax because people are driving less, they're having electric cars, they're having cars that get great gas mileage. It's really cutting back on our gas tax. So now let's look at taxing them on the amount of miles they drive, vice the amount of gallons.
It
ties into that. But here's the thing about it is that the people in Southern California don't drive a lot of places.
That's right.
But we up here, if I'm going to go visit a friend, I may drive 20
area.
Miles or 15 miles or something. And we're in a town that's 65 miles.
Town
area is 65 miles. Any way you look at it, we can tell you that because they're trying to police this.
Well,
so now they're going to charge us for miles. This is a plan that you see coming. They're going to charge us for the miles we drive, vice the gas we use.
Well, and this plays right into exactly what we've complained about in the North State for many years. They base things – state of California is unworkable. That goes back to the state of Jefferson. Just because you can't make a rule if one size fits all. Perfect example is you get, let's say, for home-delivered meals, federal money, state money comes in, and you get an X number of, 58 cents for every home-delivered meal. Okay. In the city of Los Angeles, you can provide 500 meals without driving further than, say, 30 miles. In the North State, to deliver 500 meals, you'd have to put on 800 miles.
Right. So
to deliver them to Bernie.
So
we get the same amount of money per meal that they get in Southern California.
That's not fair.
Well, that's exactly what happens, and that's why we have a difficult time making our dollars stretch. They can take that pot of money, put 500 people in one location, and give them the meals.
Has come for 51, or let's start growing Shasta Wowie.
Shasta Wowie.
Let's start growing Shasta Wowie, you know, a really fine, fine, fine strand of marijuana.
Make it a cash crop. Put the government in charge of it, and they'll put it out of business in a heartbeat.
Yeah, sell it to Colorado, sell it to Washington State.
Yeah.
You know what? Bring it in, Shasta Wowie, approved by the voters of Shasta County. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. There's been some weird stuff going on down there, too, with the state of California and lawsuits and new laws and all this. Let's talk to Sam when we get back. I'm here with Trish Clark. We're here, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. It's your mobile newspaper of the air.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Oil and gas companies are pulling the stock market lower in early trading as crude oil sinks to around $50 a barrel. Shares in Walmart slid after the world's largest retail chain turned in revenue that fell short of expectations. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan says Congress is moving toward granting President Obama authority to hammer out a pan-Pacific trade deal.
Something every president since Franklin Roosevelt has had, but President Obama still lacks. Giving the president trade promotion authority would set guidelines, but let the White House send Congress a trade proposal to adopt or reject, but not amend. Despite opposition from labor groups and some Democrats, Ryan believes such an agreement is crucial to both the U.S. and Japan. Ryan predicts such a deal is likely this spring.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid decreased by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 283,000. Secretary of State John Kerry is decrying what he calls a silly media debate over what must be done to fight violent extremism. The secretary said yesterday that while military strikes grab the headlines, it's equally important to counter radical ideology in Muslim communities.
Much of this work is going to be done quietly, without fanfare, in classrooms, in community centers, in workplaces.
He says all approaches from killing extremists on the battlefield to improving living conditions are important. Kate Brown sworn in yesterday as a new governor of Oregon, and she praised the contributions of the outgoing governor, John Kitzhaber, but also said the public's trust needs to be restored.
For as long as I am governor, I will not seek or accept any outside compensation from any source.
And those comments airing on KOIN-TV, Kitzhaber was forced to resign amid an influence peddling scandal. This is SRN News.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from some type of nerve-related pain like numbness, tingling, or burning sensations? How about shooting pains, sciatica, pain in the hips, legs, or feet? Hi, this is Dr. Bob Martin. I've treated thousands of patients with these issues. The only product that has consistently brought relief to my patients is Nerve Pain Plus. Like my patients, you'll appreciate a product that safely relieves the symptoms of so many types of nerve pain. Nerve Pain Plus targets common nerve-related pain symptoms. Nerve Pain Plus is a homeopathic medicine, the type of care that is relied upon by millions of people worldwide. Nerve Pain Plus is safe, effective, and can transform your quality of life.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Nerve Pain Plus. Call 1-800-469-4513. That's 1-800-469-4513. Nerve Pain Plus, superior pain management. Call 1-800-469-4513. That's 1-800-469-4513.
What countries buy our nation's debt says a lot about how they feel about our economy. And Florida holdings of U.S. Treasury securities rose to a record level in December, despite investors in China and Japan scaling back. The numbers from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Treasury Department says foreign holdings went up 0.7% to a record $6.15 trillion following a 0.9% increase in November. Total holdings have declined in both September and October. China and Japan, the top two holders of Treasury debt, cut their holdings by 0.5% and 0.9% respectively. Meanwhile, holdings by Britain rose 8.4%, while holdings by oil exports countries went up 2.5%.
That's Jeremy House reporting. An index designed to predict the future health of the economy rose last month by the smallest amount in 5 months. The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators increased by just 0.2 points. Economists say a weak outlook for new manufacturing orders is among the downside risks. This is SRN News. President Obama has chosen Secret Service Acting Director Joe Clancy to take over the job for good.
4 months after appointing Clancy on an interim basis, the president is putting him on the job permanently.
Dr. Clancy has demonstrated the kind of leadership that, frankly, many of us expected.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest defended the president's decision not to hire an agency outsider, something that was recommended by an independent panel. He said Clancy has shown that he can candidly address the Secret Service's shortcomings in the wake of several breaches. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Some reason to cheer in the fight against Ebola. There had been hundreds of new cases of that virus each day in Liberia. Now there are fewer than 10 new cases each day. And the head of the UN's fight against Ebola is hailing the country's success in dealing with the deadly virus. At the same time, during a visit to Liberia today, the UN official warned against complacency in the battle. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. He's got a lot of things going on. It's 8:05 in the morning here today on the 19th of February, 2015. Phone lines here 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Trish. And what's the weather look like?
It's 49 degrees in downtown Reading, and it looks like maybe the fog has lifted. It was really out there this morning. We're looking for sunny with a high near 72 today, mostly clear and a low around 46 this evening. Sunny with a high near 68 on Friday and into the 60s and mid-60s through the weekend with sunny and no rain in sight. Watch out for that fog coming up. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business.
Yes.
It's true. It's true. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to throw out this one more time at Parsons Junior High today at 8:45, so you've got like 40 minutes to get there. At the they're going to have a special program, an annual tribute to all veterans right there at Parsons Junior High. And at the conclusion of the program, each veteran will be brought forward to the front for recognition. Afterwards, veterans are invited to a light brunch. Parsons Junior High, today at 8:45. I think it's wonderful. Thank you so much for the faculty, but also the students at Parsons Junior High. Now, we have Sam Paredes with us, but we're going to go to Billy Bob because he's got a comment on the last segment. Then we're going to go right to Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. But Billy Bob.
Okay, both lines are hot. Go ahead, Billy Bob.
Hey, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for squeezing me in. I just had a comment on the last segment with Trish's comments on the Board of Supervisors and then following up with what Terry was saying. Listen, this is ridiculous. So we cut their pay by the amount of meetings they're not going to hold. Deduct that from their little trough of government subsidy. And again, that's not correct. That shouldn't be what they're doing. Plus the fact that I haven't heard of one town hall meeting that has ever been advertised or held by any of the supervisors. Thirdly, where they made their mistake and where they should have been jerked from office was 4 years ago when they turned down the $35 million for that jail, which Brusinko talked about yesterday. That would have been a twin tower right next to the existing jail, using the same laundry room, the same cafeteria, the same locale, same security. And it wouldn't have costed the amount of money that they thought it would be to operate it. And that would have put us 250 beds and solved this crime problem Sheriff Brusinko is trying to deal with. So anyway, the Board of Supervisors are worthless. And again, like Terry says, we got to recall them and get them out of there. We can't wait for elections. So anyway, I'll take my answer, and thanks for letting me talk.
You bet, Billy Bob.
All right. Billy Bob.
Billy Bob comes in, everybody goes, oh, Billy Bob. Well, Billy Bob is a very, very bright guy.
and he always has very concise.
He's paying attention.
He's paying attention. He has very concise statements to make, you know, about construction, about fees, about CARB, and about this is, you know, it's right, you know, that they could have done that. But here, you know what? And if I can say this, is that when they were talking about building that jail last time, I said, well, how are we going to pay for this thing afterwards? And that was the big question on that. But as Billy Bob says, well, if we put it right next to it, they could have used a lot of the same stuff. And who knows? But we'll never know now. Because anyway.
Because that money's not
Billy
there.
Bob, thank you so much for that. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. And, of course, with Trish Clark, and we've been talking about a lot of things. SkyWest dropping their airfares, Cascade, driver's licenses to illegals. But you know what? I put a call out yesterday to Sam Paredes, who's director of Gun Owners of California, because there's so many things. I'm seeing things like lawsuits. I'm seeing things that are, you know, that are being fought in the courts, and yet more stuff keeps coming down the pike, including a battle, a legal battle about micro stamping. So, good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing, Trish? Carl, it's good to be with you guys.
Well, good morning,
it's
Sam.
Good hearing
glad
your
to
voice,
you on.
Sam. Hey, Sam, I just saw something that said is that this battle for the micro stamping, that's not, you know, there's some stuff up in the air about this, that the sheriffs have changed their minds and the police chief have changed their minds about, is this a good idea?
That's absolutely correct, because the reality, for people who don't understand what micro stamping is, micro stamping is the requirement that guns have microscopically raised stamping capabilities on firing pins and different parts of the gun, so that every time the gun shoots, the firing pin impresses the make, model, and serial number of the gun onto the spent cartridge, so that police officers can go, and if they find any empty cases, they can put it under a microscope and find that out what the make, model, and serial number was of the gun that fired it. That's what micro stamping is. Here in California, we have a law, the only law in the world, that says that all new handguns sold in the state of California have to have this technology. The reality is that the technology doesn't exist. There are no commercially made and manufactured machines to be able to apply this on a large scale. No gun manufacturer anywhere in the world uses this technology, because it's not ready for prime time.
It's easily defeated. Easily defeated.
And liability issues. So it's a disaster.
But we have that. And when was that law? When did that law come into effect, Sam?
That law came into effect at the beginning middle of last year. What happened was that the law said that as soon as the technology for micro stamping goes into the public domain and is not encumbered by patent restrictions, that all of a sudden, all new handguns in the state of California will have to require this information, because the inventor of the technology, he had the bright idea that, hey, if I do this and I get government to have to require it on all guns, I get a royalty. I'll be a gazillionaire because they'll have to apply my technology. Well, you're correct, Carl, that law enforcement agencies, this doesn't work. All of a sudden, the requirement for micro-stamping means that there are guns made throughout the world that we cannot have here in the state of California. They're the safest, newest, most efficient designs that are out there, and we can't have them here in California because they don't have micro stamping.
But Sam, isn't that the goal of the people who are blocking? I mean, to get rid of guns entirely?
Oh, Grasshopper, you see what they do. Beginning of new year for the Chinese nation is, yes, Grasshopper. Because if you put micro stamping on, most of the companies will not rechange and retool. In fact, none of them will. And so then
we
won't restrict
sell any
the
guns
amount
in California.
Of guns. Well, here it is. This is what they're saying in the lawsuit, if I understand right. This
yes,
is just
that is
a blatant
correct.
Grab.
The fact of the matter is
yeah.
that
blatant
because
grab.
Nobody applies this technology, and nobody will ever apply this technology to guns. The net effect is that as guns fall off the so-called safe handgun list here in the state of California, because manufacturers have upgraded their new models or their old models, they've added new features to them that make them safer and more efficient, more durable. That constitutes a new model. And the law requires them to resubmit that new updated model for testing, and now it has to include micro stamping. So, Trish, you're right. We're not you know, we see right through the veil of what they're trying to do. This is an outright ban, eventual ban.
And they're getting really arrogant.
They're very, very patient. They know that this will ultimately ban handguns in the state of California.
Well, you know, we got to take a quick break here, Sam, and we'll be right back. But, you know, how appropriate. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And I tell you, John Bastiani, a great gunsmith, prides himself on customer service. He and all of his people working there. He always has great, great sales going on either pistols or long guns. And if you need any type of shooting accoutrements, he's got them. Plus the fact, anything, anytime you need anything worked on your personal firearm, John Bastiani can do it. Give him a call at 222-8222. Classes down there on concealed carry, classes on hunting safety, the whole enchilada down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our guest, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, and we'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 in the morning.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area, and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I'm going to watch you guys like a hawk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8:18 in the morning, 49 degrees out there today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Sam Perez. Sam, I'm sorry, but during these breaks, we kind of get into different things.
Talking guns.
We were not talking guns, no. We were talking personal defense. What we were talking about was Joe Biden with his face in the hair of and kneading the shoulders of the new sec def's wife and thinking to ourselves, I mean, how would you like to be known for that for the rest of your life? Oh, look, Biden's got his face in your hair. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I know. Anyway, Joe Biden, of course, is the one that's on the side of everybody on self-protection. Says run out on your porch and fire off a couple of shots with your shotgun. That'll scare them away.
Sure, or shoot a couple of rounds through the door when somebody's trying to break in.
Ah, there you go, Joe. Hey, anyway.
Yeah, somebody tried it, and actually they were charged with felony manslaughter.
Oh, well, he says, hey, I'm just doing the Joe Biden self-defense approach. Hey, Sam Paredes is our guest. And Sam, you're the director of Gun Owners of California. Is that the right title?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We talked about the lawsuit about the micro-stamping, but there was another lawsuit that was kind of cool that said, a judge said, you well issue. There is no reason that you down in San Diego about will issue a concealed carry. Mm-hmm. I know I've probably gotten that not exactly right.
That's, the Peruta versus right. Gore, or the Sheriff Gore of San Diego County. And what the court said is that when people said, hey, we can't get CCWs in San Diego County, and the court said, well, your Second Amendment rights aren't being violated because you can open carry in California. Well, then the state of California banned open carry. So we went back to the courts and said, well, now your ruling is untrue. And the judge down there said, you're right. So they changed it and said that the application of the law, not the CCW law that we have in California, is unconstitutional. It is the way it's being applied. And if a chief and sheriff uses any reason other than the fact that you want a CCW for personal protection, that is unconstitutional. That went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with that ruling, and that is the last we've heard. Now, since that time, there's been a lot of gobbledygook and rigmarole from the Attorney General and from the Brady campaign, and the Ninth Circuit doesn't know how to handle the ruling that they came out with. So they are considering combining that Peruta case with the case in Yolo County against the sheriff and holding an en banc hearing. That's a hearing of 11 judges from the Ninth Circuit to rule on the validity of CCWs here in the state of California. So the important thing is that the ruling that came out of the Ninth on Peruta has now been used by multiple courts throughout the country to justify the inviolability of the Second Amendment. The ruling was so good that judges have said, well, given this that we now know, the Second Amendment stands on its own. And now the court here in the Ninth, if they reverse themselves, they're actually going to impact court rulings throughout the country, and they're being very circumspect about that. That's why I think they're taking their sweet time to decide what they're going to do.
I thoroughly agree with that, because what they've just said is you can't, Sheriff, you can't make up reasons out of your head or just because, how you feel that day to keep people from being able to carry a concealed weapon to protect themselves. And it just makes sense. You can't carry it openly, then you've got to be able to carry it concealed. And so to me, it was a common sense approach to it. But you're right. And that just wasn't just for San Diego. That was for the entire district,
state,
which is Hawaii, Oregon, Washington. I mean, all the states that were involved in the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yeah. So, 11 states and territories, the whole western United States, including Guam and Hawaii, will live under that ruling. And the anti-gunners are just having absolute conniptions trying to figure out how they're going to combat this, but the anti-gun judges that sit on the Ninth are really stuck in a legal conundrum as to whether they hear and overturn the three judge panel's decision on Peruta. So we're in the driver's seat on this, Carl. We're winning almost every significant lawsuit that is out there with regards to our Second Amendment rights, whether it includes 10-day waiting periods, whether it includes our right to be able to buy guns outside of the state where we reside.
Sam, okay.
Okay, let's talk on that.
Let's go each one of these because I've been following this too, but I know this is what you do. So let's start with the one. Let's start with the one about the 10-day waiting period.
Okay. That was a ruling out of the court in Fresno. And what the court said is that it is an unconstitutional violation of law-abiding citizens' rights for the state to require those people to have to wait a 10-day waiting period to buy a gun if they are already in the system. If they're already in the system, that means they've previously purchased a gun, they've gone through the background check, they paid their dealer record of sales fees, they are in the system, and if they are criminals, the state should know that they are criminals already. And to make them, who are already gun owners, have to wait 10 days in order to get a new gun, the court said that that's unconstitutional. And the attorney general came back and said, we're going to have to change how we operate here, and we don't have the money and the staff and the time and the ability to change our system. And the court told them, you have 6 months, which are coming up here in the at the end of February, beginning of March, 6 months to get your act together and start acting constitutionally, or we will do it for you. And of course, the attorney general decided to run for U.S. Senate and has, you know, not been paying a whole lot of attention to this, as it appears. And
yeah.
What we believe is that the court is going to force the attorney general to change the way they do business, and anybody who already owns guns, have already registered them, you know, have when they purchase them, they're already in the system, that they will no longer have to wait.
Well,
that would the amount of time and paperwork that that would save to not do that.
Now, here's something else, too. Let me add this kind of, an adjunct to this, is every time that I change my, if I had a concealed carry, and every time I was going to change, putting another gun on it or taking one off, I have to go through the system, which clogs the system up here. And yet other states say, once you have a concealed carry, we don't care what you carry because you've already been given permission to do that. You've already been through the classes, where in California, every time you make a change, it's $10 and you have to go through the system. That would be one I would like to see that one challenged, too, is that why would you want to do that? If you've already got permission to carry, it doesn't make any difference what you carry, does it?
No, you're making absolute total common sense, and I believe that that will be a natural extension of this 10-day waiting period issue, is that the logic stands for CCW holders, too. Right now, the law on CCWs is the same in every county, but the way that they are applied by the different sheriffs, they have latitude to apply it differently. Now, some of them believe, like you and I are having a conversation, that you know, although I am required by the law to put down the make, model, and serial number of the gun that you choose to carry on your CCW, we're going to make it really easy. And then there are some sheriffs that require you to go out and you know, shoot and score and qualify with every gun that you put on the list. Some say that you can only put 3 guns on the list, but the reality is that there is no limitations on how many guns you can put on a CCW. The reason that they've selected 3 is because that's the number of lines that were on the form available.
Fit on the form.
But you can have,
you can only have
3
guns.
You can have a lot more in there.
Yeah, you can have a lot more.
But you have to go through the paperwork to do it.
Yeah. Sure.
So.
And Sheriff Pacheco doesn't make it too hard. But okay, so that was the one then, the saying there's no reason to wait for 10 days. You've already got a concealed carry, or you already own a gun. Your name's already in the database if you're a felon or if you've got other things going. So why do you have to wait 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I tell you what, we've only got a couple of minutes before we take a break. I'm going to take an early break and then come back into the next one you were talking about, the next challenge going on too. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California. We've been getting a lot of good information here. Trish Clark and myself are here today. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. I'm hoping everybody checks in on that one. It's 8:29 in the morning right here, 49 degrees here, February the 19th, 2015. We'll be right back.
Life is so strange. When you don't know, how can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With 4 adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Bridget Park. Good morning, my friends. It's Thursday, February the 19th. It's 8:32 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, the cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and what can I say except it's man's last stronghold and a veteran-owned business. You know, are you starting to see kind of these? You starting to see a a trend here? Veteran-owned business, veteran-owned business, veteran-owned business. And I'm just saying is that you know what? Let's go out and let's support our local business and let's support those local veteran-owned businesses too. Our guest is Sam Paredes, director of the California Gun Owners of California, and we are just talking about all these great things that are happening in lawsuits that are happening actually to protect our rights and to move on. Now, we just talked about the 10-day waiting period. And what was the next one you had, Sam?
The next one is a case coming out of the Texas courts. And what a judge ruled there is that it is unconstitutional for the federal government to prevent people from being able to buy guns outside of their home state. And
that's huge.
That has huge potential. There are a lot of unanswered questions with regards as to how that's going to apply and what that means and what you can buy and what you can't buy. But the fact of the matter is that the court is addressing the issue and saying that, you cannot prevent, your Second Amendment rights go with you anywhere you go in the country. And you should have the right to buy guns, to use guns as long as you're complying with the laws and you're not hurting anybody. That Second Amendment right applies to you. So, you know, there's questions as to whether if this ruling goes into effect beyond the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, whether you know, how we're going to have to comply with California laws. It doesn't invalidate the laws that we have in the state that say that we have to go through a dealer and do a background check and all of that, that kind of stuff. But literally, it's almost impossible for somebody to go outside of, let's say, Nevada and Oregon and Arizona to buy a gun.
Yeah,
you're visiting some of your friends in South Dakota, and you want to buy a gun. Under federal law, it's virtually impossible to do that. The court said that's unconstitutional. So that's another big
step
forward.
If I can go into another state and buy a car, or I can go in another state and buy almost anything, because I think what they're one of the things they're talking about is interstate commerce here.
Well, they should not be able to prohibit you from making purchases in the country you live in.
As long as it goes through a firearms dealer. I mean, if you want to say, okay, look, we want to make a background check, and as long as you don't keep all those records, but you want to, you know, do that, and why can't we do something like that? You're going through a background check. Well, I know, but if you're in South Dakota and say you're there and you're visiting, you go, hey, look, I want to buy that. I could then buy a long gun. In South Dakota, they make a background check right there, and it's from a federal firearms dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, right?
It is, and the fact of the matter is, in all 50 states, no matter what anybody tells you, you have to go through a background check when you buy a gun. Now, some folks have an instant background check. They trust their citizens. They know, and they check the federal databases, and they can instantly tell if you are a criminal, if there's information that you're a criminal in throughout the country, and you're allowed to walk away with a gun right there. But a background check is conducted. And you know, here in California, we want you to have a background check the way California style. You know, we if you're not doing it California style, your background check is no good. And that's just a bunch of sheep dip, and the court is saying that, you know, that's kind of not the way constitutional rights work,
you guys are
going to have to figure out how to fix this, and that's always a good thing when the anti-gun government is on backtracking trying to figure out how to unscramble their unconstitutional laws.
Well, when you think about it, what I've been reading lately is the people that are trying to snatch your rights away is these gun owners, all those. But if you look at the number of guns have been bought, especially in the last 7 or 8 years, and you look at what the crime statistics are for violent crimes and all this, everything is going down, 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 except gun ownership, which is going up, 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 including, there are also people for the first time in I think a decade or so is saying it's really important that we have the right to own guns. And, and it's turned, totally turned. And I know it makes the Brady Bunch crazy and Bloomberg, who is backing these things. But I just saw something in a magazine today or yesterday or sometime. Million moms for gun ownership. Moms for gun ownership, to combat, Bloomberg's, all the money he's spending for this, that people are saying, hey, look, come on. This is our right. This is our right under the Constitution to own these. Stop trying to take it away.
Right. I've been a concealed weapons owner or carrier for years and years and years. This is the first time that most of my friends are now saying, you know what, Trish, we need to do this. We need to go and take the class. And I can't name the number of women in Shasta County who are taking the class.
Let me tell you another personal story there. 4 years ago or 3 years ago, we were out. We have a group of people that have dinner together, and we do it on a regular basis. We're all nice. We're all good friends. All different types of people in this. We were out at Whiskey Town. It was at night, and there was some noise. And I turned. I had a flashlight. And Linda says, "It's okay." She says, "Carl has a gun." And they all said, "You have a gun?" "Yes, I do." And from that, in that group now, everybody in that group, men and women, except one, has now a concealed carry.
There you go.
So that to me, tells you what people are believing, and that the fact
is
they're getting it for safety reasons, personal protection reasons. They see what's going on out there, and they want to be prepared. So,
yep.
Hey, we've got a caller in here. Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Carl. Yes, I'm just sitting here pulling my hair out listening to the conversation today because I'm thinking, you know, you're talking about going to other states and buying guns and ammunition. I submit to you that in the state of Jefferson, the Second Amendment would be unencumbered. And if people want to hear about how we can form our own state and have a Second Amendment free from all of this regulation, come to the town hall on Sunday at the Benton Senior Citizen Center and find out more about it.
And what time does that start? 10 o'clock in the morning?
2 o'clock.
Oh, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Benton Drive Senior Citizen Center.
And what day?
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
And that's next to the Elks Lodge down there?
Yes, that's next
in that
to,
area.
Well, it's on a different road, but it's down there near the Elks Lodge.
Just before we get to it.
Yeah, right around that.
Down
right
by One Safe Place.
If you go down past Diesel Horse.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay. All right, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
You bet, Sam.
Go State of Jefferson.
I concur.
Hey, Sam, we get a lot. You know, I mean, there's... The whole thing is that people are seeing it. You've got, you know, the response times here in the city of Reading. We have a good police department. The response times have doubled. The sheriff is talking about it takes an hour to get somebody someplace. The bottom line is we need to be able to protect ourselves.
And regardless of how many officers you hire, many policemen, how many sheriff's deputies, you are never going to have one on your doorstep.
No, and you don't want one on your doorstep. You don't want that many.
No, you do not.
So, but you want to be able to do it. Okay, so there's another big ruling. Now, they also, from what I understand, the courts took away the right of the EPA to ban lead.
Yes. We were successful in challenging the attempts at the EPA to have them declare lead a dangerous substance to the, you know, something tantamount to uranium or something like that, therefore making it illegal to use lead in the manufacture and sale of bullets and ammunition. And we were successful in filing a lawsuit, and the court said that the EPA do not have the legal authority to redesignate lead in that sort of way, so they therefore cannot create that precursor to banning ammunition in the state in the country.
In the country,
another huge effort on the part of the pro gun community to fight back and push for what's right.
These are incredible rulings that people, I think, are unaware of. I haven't read any of this in the Record Searchlight. I haven't seen any of this. This is a great opportunity for people to learn, Sam, with this great information you're bringing us today.
Well, they can go to our website at gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSEA, and on the top banner, we have information on the latest and most important, and we're going to be updating it because of the new lawsuits and the new rulings that have come forward. We just got, we're following a case where Alan Gura, the guy who successfully argued the Heller case in Washington, D.C., submitted a case, filed a case, argued a case before a court in California with regards to the safe handgun list. And this is sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation and Cal Guns Foundation. It's a lawsuit that says that the safe handgun list is tantamount to a handgun ban and should be declared unconstitutional. And we're following that case. There are cases that we're participating in the state of Maryland that would declare the assault weapons bans unconstitutional. And the nice thing about that is that would impact the assault weapons ban here in the state of California, depending on how that ruling goes. And we've got we're gaining great victories in the courts, and we have lots of focus on our activities in the court system filing these lawsuits. And we're putting together building blocks, legal building blocks. Every time one of these rulings goes our way, we're able to use those, cite those rulings in our next lawsuit. And it is building on good ruling after good ruling after good ruling, to the point to where we hope to box in the Supreme Court and they have no choice but to wipe out a lot of these anti-gun laws and restore the Second Amendment.
Restore our rights. Okay, hey, we have...
But let's remind everybody how they can be a part of this, too, before we get off the show.
We will. Okay, but
first of all, everybody should be a member of the NRA, period.
Yes.
No questions asked. But if you really want to be involved in the focus fight here in California, support us, Gun Owners of California, gunownersca.com, phone number 916-984-1400. Become a part of the active fight. We do nothing but support the Second Amendment. We don't do training. We don't do safety. We don't do we're political scientists and gun nuts. And all we do is put our focus on the politics and the law and the elections here in California. And if you want to be a part of that, join us. We'd appreciate your support so we can keep fighting.
Sam, we have Sheriff Tom Basinko on the line. Sheriff Basinko, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Sam, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your work you're doing for all the gun owners throughout California and the nation. Recently, I got some information that ATF is going to be working on taking action on ball ammunition, specifically more like .223 and .308, and trying to designate that as armor-piercing, which would then make it illegal or ban it, and then it would impact gun owners throughout the nation on the availability of primarily military surplus ball. Have you heard anything in regards to that?
Yeah, and first of all, Sheriff Basinko, thank you for being the leader within the Statewide Sheriff's Association in defense of our Second Amendment. You and I work together on so many things, and I am in your debt and gratitude and supportive of your fight. So thank you for your leadership there. But you're correct.
Thanks for your kind words.
The ATF is now in the comment process because they want to ban what they call M855 ammunition or SS-109. This is ammunition that was designed by the military for a actually to be less deadly, to have longer distance accuracy, but to be less deadly. And it has a mild steel core in it with lead and a metal full metal jacket, as you explained. And the surplus ammunition is used by millions upon millions of gun owners for target shooting and even for hunting throughout the country. And ATF wants to ban this because they say even though we can consider it armor-piercing rifle ammunition, but because some people in America have built AR-15-style pistols, handguns, we can now consider that ammunition armor-piercing handgun ammunition, and under federal law we have the ability to ban that ammo. Using that logic, the danger is that there are hundreds of rounds of ammunition that they can define in the same way and they'll make it illegal. Anything with a Barnes bullet or an Osler or Hornady monolithic, any of those bullets, all of the cartridges have been made into a handgun somewhere in the country, like from a Contender or a Remington XP. You guys, gun guys, know what I'm talking about. But virtually every rifle caliber has been made into a handgun caliber.
So, Sam, how does people weigh in for that public comment if they wanted to send letters into ATF?
You can go to the gunowners.org website. Information is there on this effort and how to send a letter to the ATF during the comment period. We've got to do it quickly. And
it's up in March.
This is just the tip of the iceberg on this issue, and it's very, very important. Sheriff Basinko, it was estimated that half of all of the .223 ammunition that's shot by law-abiding citizens in America is this M855 SS-109 ammunition, and that would be made illegal. That this is a travesty.
Well, I'll be weighing in on it, encouraging other sheriffs to weigh in on as well. And again, thank you for your efforts, and have a great day. I have to get going.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for calling in, and thanks for what you do for us. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Gun Owners, Director of Gun Owners of California, and the question that Tom Basinko just asked I had here on my list too, because this, you know, when you see things like this, you, first of all, you just believe it can't be happening in our country, but then you realize, oh, yeah, sure it is, that it can happen, and it's just another step in the Obama administration and the anti-gunners to take your guns away from you. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hey, ciao, Paisan. This is Lou White, but you can call me Luigi. Don't miss the Festa Italiana this year, March 14th. Great food, pretty good comedian, and music and dancing with my band, the Lou White Band. Party like an Italian. That's Saturday, March 14th, Fusero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Call my wife, Kathleen, or call me, 359-2078.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Good morning, everybody. It is about 8 minutes till 9, 49 degrees out there today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Next few days are also going to be very good. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. They have MedSync down there. This is a locally owned, locally operated pharmacy. There's 6 of them here in town, open Monday through Friday. Most of them are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. MedSync allows you to have multiple prescriptions all due on the same day. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to call 10 times or 2 times or what. And if you cannot get down there to the pharmacy to pick up your prescriptions, they will deliver them if you're part of MedSync. Plus, your pharmacist knows who you are. And they will make sure that you're getting the right medicine, the right doses, all of this out of Owens Pharmacy. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California. And we've been going through a whole bunch of stuff. And this thing about the 223 ammunition is very scary. I've been following this for a couple of days. There are numbers to call. There are email addresses you can send stuff to. But is there anything that, I mean, if they just ignore everybody, which they will, is there anything that the Congress can do?
Yes, actually, we're already talking with members of Congress to defund the BATF's program that is being used to declare this ammunition illegal. So Congress is active. We have a majority of pro-gunners in both the U.S. Senate and the Congress, and they're working with us right now. So lobbyists from Gun Owners of America are in the halls of Washington right now. Working on response.
Well, you know, I'm glad to do that because, you know, this is it's another thing. It's a timeout for the country. You know, and they're blaming everybody in the country for
again, the few. And I just, you know, I hate that. You know, it's mass punishment because some people don't pay attention to law that are criminals. But yet we've got everybody in this area who uses, and when I say in my general area right here, that carries, uses guns, shoots 223s. We are not criminals. Why am I being punished? Anyway, hey, okay, we've got like, 7 minutes left, Sam. What are some things coming down from the state that we got to be watching out for?
Well, Carl, I'm going to shock you here. So far in the state legislature, not a single anti-gun law has been sponsored by anyone.
That is scary.
It is. Now, they've got a week to go before the deadline to introduce legislation. And, of course, since they're in charge, they can always break the rules and sponsor a bill pretty much any time they want. But the fact is that during the normal process, no one has sponsored an anti-gun bill. And we don't know if they're doing it because they're thinking that, hey, if we don't sponsor any bills, then we're not letting them go out and fundraise, and they have nothing to fight us on, and we can try to accomplish these other goals that we're looking at, or what, or if they're just, enough of their members. Because, you know, the Dems are very upset that they lost a two-thirds majority in both houses of the legislature in the last election. Very upset. And I think that they are, honestly for them, as honest as they can be, evaluating how and why that happened. And the gun issue was very much a part of that. And I think that they may be trying to deal with that.
Well, you know something, Sam, but is this like those bad movies when everybody's sitting there and going, it's pretty quiet out there, Sam? Yeah, it's too quiet.
and perhaps what they're going to do is wait until they get the legislation in and in the other bills, and then wait until trying to stuff them into other legislation that they can conceal it better rather than mm-hmm. come at us full force.
But that's what Sam's job is to go down there and ferret out their sneakiness.
Yep.
Exactly. And you got to watch them every time. I mean, I love the story when they get right down to the last days and they completely gut a bill that started out about potatoes and comes out about pork chops and comes out and is passed without any hearings or anything.
We all know that happens. In the dead of night.
Got to be on the watch.
Well then, okay, Sam, so it sounds like we've got some good things going on and nothing bad coming down the pike right now. And as soon as you hear something, I always want you to give me a call. So we'll have you back on.
My commitment on that.
Well, and I know, and we appreciate everything you do, Sam. We up here at KCNR, we're up here in Northern California, and we like to think is that we reflect our neighborhoods, our community up here. And the people up here, a liberal Democrat in Shasta County only owns 4 guns. And they like to hunt and they like to shoot.
Yeah. And I just want to reiterate what Sam said earlier, though. If you care about your Second Amendment rights and you do live in the state of California and you're aware of all the things that are happening, you need to be a member of NRA and you need to be a member of Gun Owners of California. You just need to be doing that.
Yes, it's
you need to get online and send in your membership and be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
Right. Folks, I want to thank you because the way to get rid of, to eliminate darkness is to bring in light. And you guys are like a bright torch up there, wiping the darkness away with the truth. And letting people know and giving encouragement to get involved and participate. And we couldn't do what we do in the Capitol and the elections and in the courts without folks like yourself who are out there spreading the word, spreading the truth, spreading the light. So we are indebted to you. Remember, it's the First Amendment and the Second Amendment that right in order, they are very important. Love to be your partners, and thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Sam. Okay, our guest has been Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California. Some good news this day.
Absolutely.
But we've got to continue the fight. We've got to continue to be vigilant. Thanks, Sam. One of the other things that people can do, too, is Safari Club International, SCI. And they go, Safari Club. Well, it's more than that. It's kind of like the NRA for hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting ready to have their big banquet. And it was a wonderful banquet last year. Wonderful. I was fortunate enough to be able to MC it. We're going to have more information. I'm going to be running some spots. But what they do is where Gun Owners of California and NRA fight for your rights as for shooting and guns. The Safari Club International uses, and it is an international club, uses their members' membership fees to fight to be able to keep you to be able to hunt. You know, mm-hmm. and they, you know, to fight those laws that would stop you from hunting. Because frankly, if it wasn't for the hunting and fishing license fees, a lot of this would never happen. Because of all the millions of dollars that comes through that.
You're absolutely right. And we talk about the ecology of our communities and the wildlife and all of that. And you're right. The fishing and hunting fees are what pays for that. If I might just jump in and say one of the other great organizations in this area, Shasta County Fly Fishers.
Oh, yes.
They have their big annual banquet coming up this weekend as well. Still time to get tickets for that. It's at the Wind River.
Okay.
On Saturday. Oh. And if you're not involved, because they have wonderful programs for breast cancer, Shasta County
Fly Fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, great place. Okay, hey, have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's keep that fight going. Are you a good guy?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama insists the U.S. is at war with terrorism, not Islam. The president at a White House summit on extremism.
Violent extremists and terrorists thrive when people of different religions or sects pull away from each other and are able to isolate each other and label them as they as opposed to us.
Mr. Obama is facing criticism for going to great lengths to separate Islam and terrorism. Winter is holding millions of Americans in its icy grip.
We're seeing wind chill values as low as 5 to 15 below, down as far south as the mid-south states, and even 20 to 30 below zero as you get up into the Great Lakes, parts of the northeast.
Meteorologist Patrick Burke at the National Weather Service. 7 patients infected, including 2 who died at UCLA Medical Center, exposed to a drug-resistant superbug. Contaminated.